Going Through Life with Betty and Bob. This is Milton Cross, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to join us for a visit with Betty and Bob Drake. But first, a few words from a friend of yours. Another interesting thing happened as a result of Betty going over to the city council meeting. After the meeting was over, she spoke with Martin Anderson, the political boss of Monroe and Betty's and Bob's greatest enemy. Anderson tried to suggest to Betty that the charming and dangerous Evelyn Lewis has shown a definite romantic interest in Bob. Betty seemed to be curious as to how Anderson arrived at this belief, a curiosity that Anderson tried his best to encourage. Soon after Betty left Anderson, he went up to his office, where he was joined by his young henchman, Hap Davis.
You seem pretty cheerful this morning, boss.
I am, Hap, I am.
Why? Did you shove some new racket down the council's throat?
No, Hap, it was a relatively quiet and honest meeting. A
waste of time.
Hap, you mustn't be too venal.
Huh?
Venal. You know what that means?
No. And I think you've said it because I don't know what it means.
Well, Hap, it means that you're too interested in money and in ways of making it and in the speed with which it can be made.
Well, I'm greedy. But no more than you are.
Oh, Hap.
You just cover up your greed with a polish. So far as I'm concerned, that makes it easier to see.
You know, Hap, in your own way, you've got a sense of humor.
Not enough to make me laugh.
Well, you'll have to learn.
When I have everything I want, then maybe I'll laugh. But since the council meeting was a bust, I'd still like to know what you're so happy about.
Well, Hap, when the meeting was over, I met a lady.
Oh, not Evelyn Lewis.
Now, Hap, don't be so unpleasant. Evelyn is a lady.
She's a goof.
Well, you don't understand her.
Do you?
Perfectly.
Okay. When it's all over, I'll hold your head.
Thanks, Hap. Anyway, that wasn't the lady I meant.
You don't know two ladies.
Well, I wouldn't call this one a very dear friend, but I'm afraid she is a lady.
I guess you're talking about Betty Drake.
You keep getting brighter and brighter.
What's the matter? Worried?
Well, if I was worried, you wouldn't be in this office talking to me. I like bright boys. They keep me sharp.
What about Betty Drake?
Oh, she sat in on the council meeting, and, you know, Hap, she's a very attractive woman.
What good does that do you?
Now, Hap, don't press me like that. I can enjoy beauty in women without...
Without what?
Well, without thinking that I'm attractive to them.
Yeah. Yeah, boss. A lot of dames may think you're terrific, but Betty Drake's not one of them.
Well, she likes to talk to me.
Sure. Sure. She likes to talk to you, and you like to talk to her. One of these days, she'll make a rope out of all your words and put it around your neck.
Are you really that concerned about my welfare, Hap?
As long as mine's tied up with it. Oh, what's all this stuff about Betty Drake? She's got eyes for nobody but her husband. I don't know her reasons, but compared to him, boss, he's the Atlantic Ocean and you're a pebble on the beach.
Why, it's almost exactly what I told Betty.
You told her what?
That she had a fascinating husband.
Well, I don't know whether he's fascinating.
Oh, well, not to you, Hap, but to other women.
Ah, listen, he's just as sappy about her as she is about him.
Do you mean to say, Hap, that in your opinion, the Drakes enjoy a perfect love?
Well, I don't know if they enjoy it, but I'm afraid it's perfect.
You know what I suggested to Betty, Hap?
It's too early in the day to read your mind.
And there must be a grain of truth in the suggestion, or I wouldn't have thought of it.
Yeah?
I told Betty that Evelyn Lewis has a crush on Bob.
So what? Give her half a chance and she'd have a crush on the whole world.
No, Hap, you mustn't be so antagonistic toward Evelyn.
Well, it's very simple. I don't like her.
And it isn't true that she squanders her affections. Do you know what I mean, Hap?
Yeah. There are some words I know.
For instance, you wouldn't say that she was crazy about you, would you, Hap?
I'm not giving her any opportunity.
But if you did give her an opportunity, do you think she'd go for you?
Sure.
Well, maybe you're right, Hap. I don't know.
I know.
But the point is, Betty listened very hard when I told her that Evelyn and Bob...
You mean she didn't laugh out loud?
No. She just sort of calmly denied that there was anything in it, but she didn't laugh out loud. She kind of smiled nervously, but...
You mean you got her worried?
Only a beginning, Hap, only a beginning.
Listen, is this just a game you're playing, boss, or have you got an idea?
Oh, I've got an idea, Hap, and it can be stated very simply in one sentence. Betty and Bob apart would be a whole lot easier to lick than Betty and Bob together.
Hmm. It's a whole lot easier to talk about than to do.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Nobody's together the way those two are. Well, they're so close, most of the time you can't tell one from the other.
Well, that's fine.
Why is it fine?
Well, it's easier to spoil something that's perfect.
That's too deep for me.
Is it? Now, you take a couple who don't like each other too much and are suspicious of each other, and you throw in a little more suspicion, and it just adds to the mess. But nothing ever happens as a rule.
Is that supposed to be true all the time?
No, Hap. But when a relationship is as perfect as the Drake seems to be, and you undermine it a little, well, I think it's true that it'll probably blow up without any chance of ever putting the pieces together again.
Strange that Martin Anderson should have so much confidence in the idea that through Evelyn Lewis he can effect a split between Betty and Bob. Is it true that Betty is genuinely concerned over Anderson's story that Evelyn has developed an infatuation for Bob? Well, when Betty returned to the Trumpet Building, she went straight to Bob's office, where a strangely preoccupied Bob was looking out his window over the city and its thousands of buildings.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hello.
What are you doing?
Looking.
And thinking?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, darling, would you like to be amused by something?
I'm desperately in need of it.
What is it, Bob?
Nothing. Go on, tell me something amusing.
Well, you've half killed the fun of it.
I'm sorry, Betty. I didn't mean to. Please go on.
Well, I went to the council meeting.
Yeah?
And they were all there.
They usually are.
Including Martin Anderson.
Martin Anderson, huh?
Darling, something is troubling you.
Well, what about Martin Anderson?
Well, I stopped and chatted with him after the meeting was over. I even gave him a ride over to his office.
Makes me feel like wanting to sell the car.
Bob.
All right. What'd you talk about?
So what? I used to think that Martin Anderson, with all his faults, was a very clever man.
He is?
Oh, no. Mm-mm, he isn't. After my conversation with him, I think he's downright stupid.
Darling, never think your enemies are stupid.
Oh, we can think they're stupid, as long as we act as though they're intelligent.
All right. Why this revised opinion of Anderson?
Methinks you're a very handsome man.
That's a fine reason to call him stupid.
Methinks you're full of charm and allure.
Who's talking now, you or Anderson?
Anderson.
What was he kidding you about?
Oh, he wasn't kidding. He was in dead earnest. He thinks you're quite a ladies' man.
I never was.
He thinks you show promise.
Honest, darling, I'm in no mood for this. Just what happened between you and Anderson?
He tried to brew a little poison.
Oh, that's more like him.
He says that Evelyn Lewis has fallen for your manly charm.
What?
I think his exact words were she's got a crush on you.
Stupid. He's an idiot.
Well, he described in detail her behavior with you and he met the both of you that evening.
I told you everything, darling, really.
Of course you did. Anderson just added some details that you missed.
What's that guy trying to do, make you jealous?
Uh-huh.
Evelyn Lewis, look.
Oh, no, he didn't say that you were particularly interested in her.
Oh, not particularly.
But he did plant the old seed of doubt.
What doubt?
Oh, darling, don't get so mad about it. I just told it to you because I thought you'd laugh at it.
I'm sorry, I don't suppose I can laugh at anything today.
Why not?
Why not?
Yes, I want to know what you're so distressed about.
Well, I suppose you ought to know.
Yes, darling.
You're strong and healthy.
I'm getting weak with suspense.
And you're my wife.
Please, darling.
It's not good news.
No?
Mm-mm. Like to take it standing up or sitting down?
Standing up.
All right, darling.
Has something suddenly happened that is going to affect Betty and Bob in a profound and unexpected manner? What can be this bad news that Bob is going to tell Betty? This is Milton Cross again, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to take a moment to listen to an important message. This program is presented over this station 5 times each week, Monday through Friday, at this same hour. Join us when we next meet Betty and Bob. Your announcer, Milton Cross.